This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, a little programming note. Speaking of farting, tomorrow on this fine program at 4:30, we will do Ted's Bean and Potatoes. Now, the head chef... You are doing a little cooking. We all are doing a little cooking tomorrow, as we will be joined by members of the Daily Migs Morning Show for Ted's Meat Potatoes.
Yeah.
The idea is we are having an appetizer off, I guess, so to speak.
The super sides.
Super sides for the game on Sunday. So we each drew a food item randomly out of a hat.
Mm-hmm. We're downloading apps we like.
And we're not allowed to use a recipe. We just have to go based on what we believe to be the right way to cook these appetizers. So tomorrow on our program, we are all bringing in a dish. And the members of the Daily Migs Morning Show, they are going to judge our food items. Now, Ted, you are making a buffalo chicken dip.
Correct.
Have you started the process yet?
No.
You're going to make it tonight?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Steve,
I mean, Mike's not that involved.
It is not.
It's now, not. And I have confidence in you on that.
Have you
I even
made
told
it
my wife, she's like, isn't that the one? I go, yeah. I said, look, I'm glad Ted's making that because I like buffalo chicken dip. And actually, I got the recipe that I make from you.
All right. So you know it pretty well by heart.
Right.
From making it before.
I got mine top secret.
Yes.
Okay. Mike Hawk, you are making quesadillas.
Correct.
Do we know the meat that's going to be in the middle?
Going to be chicken in there.
Chicken quesadillas.
Oh, yeah.
Have you started the process yet?
I've worked out basically what my base recipe is going to be. Not a whole lot of processes need to happen just yet, but it's going to go down early tomorrow morning.
So you're making it tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bringing it in. Okay, Steve, how about you and your queso dip?
I will be preparing tonight for it. In fact, I pulled the chorizo out of the freezer this morning because it will have chorizo in it, but... Because it's a queso dip, I'm going to do it tomorrow morning before I cut it.
Okay, all right. And I've got meatballs. So right. The party...
I know you started your process.
Toothpick meatballs. Yes.
Are we reheating here?
Or that's what I'm doing.
I guess. Because of a queso dip, man,
I guess
I gotta
mine
reheat
can be
it.
Served cold, too.
Yeah, yours will be fine. Mike's will be fine. It'll be better hot. But the queso dip, I can't serve it.
I'm actually stopping by the in-laws tonight, picking up a little griddle that I'm planning on bringing in here.
Oh, really?
One that I'm gonna make them here on scene. I can't drive those quesadillas up from Tacoma.
Okay. All right, man.
Okay. All right. But either way, probably a lot of farting tomorrow around 4:30.
Oh, I would think so.
With the head chef and Ted's Meat Potatoes. Then
Friday's going to be farting.
Friday's. Oh, I feel if you join us at Black Raven on Friday, you might smell us.
Well, Friday morning, okay, we're getting here early to be on the Daily Migs Morning Show because they are going to make their batch of appetizers, and then we get to judge them.
Well, one of the problems is that Migs is a plant-based diet kind of guy.
That's why I'm talking about the farts.
That's what I'm saying, man. And that's going to be fart central. And same thing with Sarah, man. She doesn't eat meat.
No.
She's making what?
She's making mac and cheese. Granted, you could put bacon in there. There's other ways you could go about it. But
if you heard about her cooking prowess, don't ask her to add anything. Don't ask her to do anything more than just mac and cheese.
I am scared to death that she is going to kill herself.
Yeah.
Just making macaroni and cheese.
I mean,
did you hear the story about her leaving the gas on the stove, Ted?
I did not.
All she had to do, she said her husband, George, called her and said, "Hey, baby, I'm on my way home from work. And I believe he says like 20 minutes away. Just put the pot of water on, and then I'll make dinner when I get home. But that way the water's hot." So she goes, "That's what I did. I filled a pot with water, and they have a gas stove, and I turned it on." And she goes, I hear George open the front door, and he comes racing up the stairs. Because all he could smell was gas, because the flame never took to the gas. So she's just shooting
she
gas
just turned
in the
on.
Kitchen
tick, 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 tick,
for like 20
tick,
minutes.
Tick, tick, tick.
And she said, like, "George really freaked out." And I'm like, "Why are you yelling at me?" And he's like, "I'm not yelling.
She could have killed everybody in the damn house.
I don't want you to die." So she said, and I told him, "I'm never going to boil water for you again." And I'm thinking, well, you never did.
You didn't even check to see if it was even getting hot.
It was just a pot of water sitting over a gas leak.
Then she asked why you put the macaroni and cheese in the oven, because it's already cooked.
Yeah, seriously.
Don't tell her.
I tried to explain it on the show to her yesterday, because she said, "Man..." She goes, "He boiled it." So I guess George on Monday, I believe, made mac and cheese so she could watch his process, right? So he's like pointing at the measuring cup and whatever he puts in there and all this kind of thing. And she goes, "Yeah, after he boiled the pasta, he put it in the oven."
Yeah.
And I thought there was more to it. And I realized she was done with her sentence. And I said, "Well, yeah, he's making mac and cheese." And she goes, "Well, why would you put it in the oven if the pasta's already hot?" And by the way, in case anyone thinks she was just messing with
me. No, she was not.
She wasn't. I mean, honest to God, she was
so
like,
"I'm terrified to try this."
Yeah, it's going to be the worst mac and cheese on earth. I'm just
so we might even make it to Black Raven in Woodinville on Friday afternoon. I'm not even sure how this is going to go down.
Well, we'll be fine. She might just burn down the house.
That is very true.
But tomorrow, we'll start step one of this. On Ted's Meat and Potatoes, we bring the dishes in the Daily Mix Morning Show. They will go in and judge our creations. Okay, our question, who farted and what is the one that you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So when I was younger, we used to have a contest of who could do this, because I was really good at it. People would say, "Now I'm better," and whatnot. But I used to make all my own beef jerkies and hard-boiled eggs, pickled eggs, and we used to eat goulotin. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a rolled meat roll with cabbage and pickles and mustard and stuff. And I kind of fine-tuned it down to where I could just process somebody's soul salad and they would just be floored. Oh, and they started calling me Primo Huevo. Right? And then, so they would come in and smell this when I would pop this, because I know they'd be coming. I'd set them up, and they stopped like they hit a glass sliding door and turned around. Oh, my God. It's like you with the milkshake, Will.
Yeah, man.
What is up with everybody eating all this cabbage?
Oh, my. Well, because it's a German dish, and, you know.
I know that. But
if you have a special to it.
But if you're not German, you go, "Oh, I eat kimchi out the yin yang." Like, geez, a whiz, guys.
I mean, look.
I like kraut, too. But
well, I mean, German dish is obviously going to have a lot more of it. If you have a Korean dish, you'd expect a lot more kimchi.
Right.
But I was at Korean barbecue Friday. I was down in kimchi.
And what was the effect the next day? Like, were you reminded that you had kimchi the next day?
I can't. This is one of those things. I'm not going to put it on the kimchi or the green sprouts.
There's a lot of suspects.
Yeah, it's like $30, all you can eat.
So you were grilling your own meat?
Yeah, in the middle of the table.
How was that?
Awesome.
Was it good?
Yeah, man.
Was it barbecue? Like, with sauce on it? They give you sauce to put on there or what?
There is and I like it. They just call it dipping sauce.
Right.
But basically, they have, like, a little, like, salad bar with, like, the little accoutrements.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, kimchi, like, what did I just say? The bean sprouts or whatever,
right.
Like, pickled. There's, like, some spicy other stuff. I like oranges. And then, yeah, you order, like, two meats, and then you grill it, and then you just eat it. You get a bowl of rice, but stay away from the rice. You don't fill up on that.
What were you eating today, man? It smelled good.
I just had a little bit of chicken teriyaki, but I put one chicken wing in there.
Okay,
so what I looked, I'm fried like, chicken wing.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It was like broccoli, a little bit of it, but that place has a thing of chicken wings. So I'm like, I'm going to get one chicken wing.
That's why I was confused, because I saw the chicken wing, but the angle you had it, it just looked like a piece of fried chicken. And I'm like, that's weird smelling fresh. Like, it smells good. I've just never smelled a piece of chicken that smelled like that. That's why I was wondering, man, what is he eating? That's good.
Who farted and what is the one you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's going on, boys?
How are you?
Anyways, this is about the first time that I ever had sex with my ex-girlfriend. So we went on a date, went to a Mariners game, got pretty drunk, and got back in her car, and we had to find a place to, you know, get down to business. So we get down to business, and I start taking off my pants. You know when you're in the backseat of a car trying to get down to business, it's kind of an awkward situation anyway. You're really kind of crammed up in there.
Sure.
So I'm kind of just bunched up, and I just let out just one of those loud, it just sounds like it's going to itch when it dries.
Yeah.
You know, and then she just looks at me, and she just goes, nice, Zach. And proceeds to let me get down to business anyways. And I knew right there, you were freaking one.
I mean, are the car windows closed?
At that point, they were closed because it was cold as hell outside.
Okay. Hmm. And how long did you date her?
I ended up dating her for about 5 years.
Wow, man.
All right. Okay. That's not bad.
All right. That first date, and you farted all in the car. Did it smell?
Oh, yeah. I decimated, dude. I absolutely destroyed it.
Okay.
That's the word. Like, it's one thing if someone hears it, because a lot of times you make a decision. Like, all right, I can fart and everyone hears it, but it won't stink. Or I can try to sneak one out, and you just know for whatever reason
that's
going to smell bad. But when it's loud and it stinks, like, that's then people actually get mad at you, man. Told you I farted on a plane years ago. No one knew it was me, but there's an old dude sitting in front of me, and I knew it'd be bad. I did not know it'd be as bad as it was, and it was thick, man. Like, and it was bad, and. You know, when people are on a plane, they're already irritated. And I can kind of tell where it's drifting because everyone starts looking at each other, right? You want that recognition that, like, are you smelling this too kind of thing. And I remember the woman sitting across the aisle from me. We make eye contact, and she's basically telegraphing, like, you smell this too. So I kind of roll my eyes and look disgusted. And she rolls her eyes, and, like, the people in the row behind us, everyone, they start looking. Everyone's angry. I don't know exactly how this happened, but the old dude sitting in front of me seemed to get all the stares.
Yeah.
Just because he's old. So I think everyone just assumed, all right, this old man slipped on a fart, but this was about halfway through the flight. So it's about an hour and a half of this. So at this point, I'm like, everyone's mad at this dude. My stomach's still rumbling. So basically, I farted through like this whole flight. Even my wife, who's sitting next to me, irritated with the guy in front. I'm just like, look, man, he's an old man. Don't make a scene about it. Just let it go, right? Plane lands, finally get off the plane, walking to the airport. My wife pulls me aside, and she's like, was that you? I'm like, yeah, man, that was absolutely me, but everyone was mad at the old guy, so I wasn't saying anything. Yeah. She's like, I figured it out about halfway through. Like, I'm pretty sure it's my husband doing this.
I'm like, just take it easy, baby.
Speaking of, a New Zealand couple who say they were subjected to a drooling, snorting, and farting dog in a long flight, they got a $1,500 refund for their trouble.
Damn.
Gill and Warren Press say they asked to switch their premium seats mid-flight from Paris to Singapore.
Damn.
Because the smell from the dog's cheese cutting was so strong. Now, at the time, the only seats available were back in economy. They said, absolutely, we'll take them. Singapore Airlines eventually refunded them the difference in the price between their seats.
We'd like a downgrade, please.
They say the principle was not about the money. It was truly about making people accountable. Gil told the Insider, they'll donate money to a New Zealand charity that provides guide dogs for the blind. They say the airline should have gotten them or given them a heads up that they'd be next to the dog, which appeared to be, they say, a bulldog mix. Oof. The passenger could have the dog out in the aisle because they couldn't get the trolleys through, so had to come in further, which meant his head was under my husband's feet. My husband was in shorts and was getting the dog saliva goo on his leg. Our question, who farted and what is the one you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I had moved out to Seattle from Chicago for this job. And I was brand new, you know, first month in, and I'm staying late at the office to work on something. And the boss swings by to, like, check in. see how everything's going, and we're sitting there talking, and I start to smell, like, this awful fart. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe my boss just farted in front of me. And he's kind of giving me, like, this weird look as well, and it's just, it's getting worse and worse. And this guy comes in like, these maintenance overalls passes through, and I'm thinking, that guy couldn't have been, he couldn't have done it. He didn't crop dust us because we started smelling this beforehand. But it's getting worse and worse to the point where I'm like, did my boss have an accident? Like, what is going on? And he's getting, like, more and more of a concerned look on his face. And finally, it's getting to the point where we're both like, oh, my gosh, what is happening? A sewer line had broken right outside my office window.
Oh, okay.
Now, as you guys are both standing there smelling this, and like you said, it's getting worse, and clearly your faces are telegraphing that you're aware this is going on, do you guys actually say anything to each other about the smell, or did someone tell you the sewer line busted, and then you say, oh.
No, it was getting, I mean, it was a super awkward conversation. We're both just, like, thinking the other one has just dropped something toxic on each other. But then it got to the point where no human being could ever have produced the smell on their own. And then he checked outside real quick, ran outside the door, and he was like, yeah, okay, we got a problem. He wanted to pack up and go home. The sewer line just broke.
He's probably standing there thinking, the Windy City, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
All right. I'm going to bring that here with you.
That's the worst, man. And like I said, I'll crop dust an elevator. I just think it's funny because I know at some point someone's gotten out of there. And it's happened to me where I get on the elevator. You're like, God damn it, man. But the worst is someone else has farted on the elevator. And now you're trapped on there, right? But you're by yourself. And then it stops on another floor and someone gets on. And I'm like, it's not me. Like that, because like I said, whatever it is.
But you fart before you get on every elevator you get on.
Sometimes, or I'll fart on the elevator right before I get off. Those are the funny ones.
If you're in vicinity of an elevator, you will either fart outside of it, in it, or on the way out.
Well, I'll do it outside of the elevator when we're in the lobby, because I know the security desk is right around the corner, and you know they can hear it. And for some reason, I find that funny.
But if you have an office, if you have any place, I mean, you couldn't see a coworker for 3 hours. If you fart in that office, someone's going to stand in your doorway.
Oh, guaranteed.
And have a question to ask you and want to come in. It's just like, it's almost like a calling.
It is. Like, look, post-COVID, man, it's not like anybody really comes to this building, certainly not our floor much. Like, 3 years ago, nobody's here ever. It's just us. And it's right before the show. Our little office kitchen is across from the studio. So I stop, I lift my leg, I do one of the, because I'm trying to be nice and not bring it in here, right? And then I hear this coffee cup. Sit down on the counter directly behind me. I turned around, and our coworker Sarah is standing there, kind of laughing. And I'm like, Sarah, I did not know that you were standing there. She's like, yeah, I figured as much.
Yep. A couple years ago, man, I'm going for a teeth cleaning. I'm one of two people in there. There are four chairs in between me and the other person getting their teeth cleaned. The dental hygienist, shocker, who was cleaning my teeth, complete smoke show.
Right.
All right. I'm about halfway through the cleaning, and I smell one of the worst farts I've ever smelled. Now,
and your mouth is open.
My mouth is open, and I've got to hold my mouth open, and I'm still. But because of that, I'm kind of breathing more through my nose.
Yeah,
and it was like I just, God, it was, and it just kind of in it just because the way they lean your head back. I mean,
oh, you're just in it, man.
Well, you're right on the butt level of the stool that she's sitting on while she's cleaning your teeth.
Yeah, there's not much you can do,
and it was horrible. Now, again,
do you indicate to her like, look, I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I know you farted, and that is okay, but I'm uncomfortable because my mouth is hanging open.
Well, she also had on one of those surgical masks that are like the pro jobs. She's got the protective glasses on. I mean, and she had a face shield that came down as well, like the plastic ones that come down.
Does she think that her farts don't stink because she can't smell?
Well, I don't know if she realized how bad it was for someone without a face mask on and with their mouth wide open. Because I just kept thinking, like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Who farted and what is the one you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen. Hola.
Hola.
Well, I have a hard one and I have a smelly one. The hard one, you remember the Southwest commercial, You Want to Get Away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're at the SeaTac Airport. I'm with my daughter. She's 16. Have my arm around her. And all of a sudden, I had to let one go, and I thought it was going to be an SBD, so I lifted my right leg up a little bit, and all of a sudden it just ripped. And we're standing around, everybody waiting to board the plane. My daughter bolted. She goes, "Dad." And then the guy behind me goes, "Whoa." Like, yeah. And then all I could do is stare at the floor and just laugh my ass off because I knew all these people were going to come and sit on the same plane I was getting in.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, that, it was a want to get away moment because I was totally embarrassed.
Well, yeah. You did this in line as you're waiting to board the plane.
Yeah, I was out in the hallway and everybody crowded around waiting to board the plane. I had people all around me. And I just let it go. My daughter just busted me big time. She goes, "Dad," and bolted from me. And the dude behind me gave it away, saying, "Whoa." So I was stuck between a rock and a hard place.
What are you going to do, man?
Oh, boy.
I know people fart all the time in the airport. Not in line to get on the... I've crop dusted in the Skyway. Once you get past the agent, because I just had to fart, and like, man, it's probably better to do it in the little Skyway than it is to save it for the plane.
Hey, there is wind getting in there, and doors are opening. Okay, that seems better than the plane.
Yeah, I didn't want to, but I had to.
Who farted, and what is the one that you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Now, you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
9.9 KISW. The men's room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Who sucks last count on the 4:30 right after emails on our question, who farted and what is the one that you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Dave.
No, Dave.
Goodbye, Dave. Hello, Chase. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So, 36 years old. I feel like I'm a pretty good connoisseur of farts nowadays. Just after working at the mountain, you know, sweaty mountain farts, or like lighting them on fire and all that jazz. But my most memorable fart was my ex-girlfriend and I are getting busy or whatever and get done making out. And then I think she's going to go down on me, but she gives me this weird look. It's my little crap. So she goes to the side of the bed to Ralph. And when she Ralphs, I'm like behind her just to kind of, you know, try to comfort her or whatever. And then she rips one right into my face.
Mm, oh, damn. Okay. What did you guys have for dinner?
I don't even know. But yeah. That's all I got, man.
Okay. All right. That's all I got.
Oh, yeah.
Got a girlfriend. Farted in my face.
I don't think I ever farted in someone's face.
I've never.
Oh, I have.
You have?
I can remember exactly. It's like fourth or fifth grade.
All right.
One of those days, for whatever reason, we're watching cartoons in class, like old Donald Duck stuff.
Yeah.
And we were laughing so hard. I mean, I'm still friends with him sort of on Facebook. Hard Deep was in my class. And I leaned over. Or no, he leaned over. He was laughing so hard. And as he leaned over, his face was right there and I farted. And then everybody else started laughing even more. And we're like, Ted farted in Hardeep's face. I bet he doesn't even remember. But
I bet he does.
It is clear as day. I can remember that. We were friends. I mean, we went to grade school the whole time. So we were always friends. But yeah, I was just like, oh, man. But
you farted on Hardeep, man.
I know. He's a good dude. But, you know, in fourth grade, it's not an excuse. I was just laughing so hard, I farted.
I don't think the last time I laughed so hard, I farted. I feel like when you're a kid, that just seems to happen.
Yeah, like I see kids do it. Yeah, it's just like, all right.
Who farted and what is one that you remember the most? 206-803-RUN.
I mean, a good question for like a popular stand-up comedian.
What's that?
Like, do people fart? You ever make them laugh so hard they fart?
You would hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's the ultimate. Like, you said it funny.
Somebody craps their pants. I'm ending the set.
Yeah. I'm out. Hello, Carl. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I got one along the lines of what Ted was just talking about. Going to kindergarten, there was a girl in my class. We were like rivals all the way through grade school. I mean, she would do something, I would try and get her back, vice versa. So one day, I was after nap time or whatever, I'm getting up off the floor, and I just ripped a big one. And she had to let the whole class know who did it, how long it lasted, all that. And I was so embarrassed. So, give or take 4 or 5 years, we're in like maybe the sixth grade now. All of a sudden, she's out, you know, comes in from recess, and she's the only one in the hallway. And I mean, she rips one, and it resonated all the way down through all the other classes. And I figured, this is my chance. I'm finally going to get redemption. And you know what? I manned up, and I didn't say a word. I looked at her, and she looked at me when she came through the door. And we were friends from that day on.
The fact that you didn't
want to. No more picking on each other, nothing.
Okay.
So that's what broke the ice, you not diming her out for her disgusting fart in the hallway.
That was a very valuable lesson I learned that day.
Yeah, obviously, you still remember it. I don't remember anything from the sixth grade.
Yeah, I don't remember much about sixth grade.
No, I don't. Who farted and what is the one you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Like sixth grade's pretty easy to remember stuff.
I'm struggling. I'm trying to. Who was my teacher? Man.
I mean, we won the Little League Championship.
I remember my fourth grade teacher.
God damn it. So did I. Sixth grade. Were they just giving them out?
That was the last year. That was the last year, Little League. So I remember last year.
I guess you're right. Yeah. Right. Because then the next year you start playing like 90 foot bases and stuff.
And that's why I remember that, because that was the end of it.
Miss Corning.
I can't even picture their face right now, which is weird. I can go back to first grade, second grade, third grade for sure, because she was a smoke show. Fourth grade, she was not. Fifth grade, Miss Buckowitz, she hated me, I hated her. It was established from day one. I cannot remember my sixth grade teacher, man.
Mine was Miss Edwards. She was not very friendly.
Who the hell was my teacher? Why can I not think? I think of every grade, but for whatever reason, sixth grade, there's nothing there.
Huh. Who farted and where? What is the one that you remember the most? 206-803-RON.
Well, sixth grade to me seemed to be kind of the beginning of middle school.
Yeah. It's a significant grade. I just, honest to God, like, I don't know if it's a male or female. For whatever reason, there is nothing in my memory about my sixth grade teacher.
I also remember from fifth grade to sixth grade, we had, somehow sexual education made a lot more sense, and you stopped believing things. I can't say on the air what we used to believe, but I'm pretty sure every little boy thought the same thing.
And I hated some of it, because I remember sitting in, I think it was fifth or sixth grade, but we watched, you know, one of the old movies. They're talking about, you know, sex education and all this, and they specifically point out that boys around your age now get uncontrollable erections. And I remember the guy saying this, and like, he's right, but I just remember every girl in the class started looking at the lap of every boy in the class, which just made it worse. Because some kids, I mean, I happen to not have an erection in that moment, but some of the kids did, and you just see the girls like cover their mouths and point. It's like, why would you say that out loud, man?
Well, and
you're begging
grade school,
for people to stare down at your groin.
Right. I can't remember if it was Monday or Fridays. Basically, instead of having to wear navy pants, you were allowed to wear navy sweatpants.
Bad idea in your teens.
Right. So I did it every Friday I could. And then I must have been in high school or just out of high school. Ran into a girl I went to grade school with. And she was like, oh, yeah, we could tell. Jesus. All right.
Yeah. Hello, Lorenzo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, some time ago, we got a wedding invitation to go to, a wedding down to Santa Monica, and I was just like, oh, God, I want to go to a wedding. Well, one of the caveats to it was, hey, we got to go to Disneyland. Disneyland, it's like, we got to take the kids there, So, once you get past the just amount of money that you pay to get into the door, you're just like, okay, it's time to have a good day. So, we do everything, comes around to dinner time. There's this Cajun place that we made a reservation at. And when I got inside, I looked at the menu and I was just like, fried chicken. It's like a good idea or a bad idea. Well, I went with the fried chicken. It was delicious. Well, about 20 minutes after eating fried chicken, it felt like there was a spider monkey in my stomach trying to claw its way out. And so, I'm trying to, keep my composure and be good till the end of the day. And, we're watching the closing down parade and the fireworks. And I was just like, okay, I had to fart so bad but it was one of those farts where it could go really bad or it could be very relieving. And so I was just like, very slowly as things were wrapping up, I squeaked one out, but it was one of those ones where it was instantaneously just the worst thing you could smell.
Oh, yeah.
So I did it, and I'm just like, oh, man. Well, as soon as I did it, I looked behind me, and there was this girl walking by, and she immediately pulled her shirt up over her face and had the most ghastly look. And then I looked at my wife, and I'm like, why did you fart? But we all thought it was, like, we all just started cracking up. But that girl, I mean, just in this, 5-foot circumference was just a dead zone.
A dead zone. You're right, man. Sometimes you can't predict how bad it's going to smell, but you are shocked at how quickly it smells bad, right? It's just like, and it is instant, and it is thick, and you're like, there's nothing I can do. And then there's other ones where, I don't know, man, like you fart and you're like, all right, not so bad. And then 30 seconds later, it finds itself, so to speak, and you're like, oh my God, man.
Who farted and what is the one that you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Russ. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, niños.
Hola.
Hey, I got a good one for you. So I was on patrol with the Coast Guard up in the Bering Sea. I shared a stateroom with three other guys, and the sleeping area in our stateroom was two sets of bunks and divided by 3 feet in this 12 by 12 area. And we had a bathroom off the side, but we're laying there sleeping. About 11 o'clock at night, everybody has their privacy curtains pulled. And this guy who kind of reminds me of Joe Pesci, very animated, pops his head out from under his curtain and he goes, oh my Lord, am I the only one that smells that? And this big old hairy chief that sleeps below him had silently farted. Oh. And the other two of us popped our head out under our curtains. We're like, what? And it just punched us in the nose. We're like, oh, Rick. And he's down there just giggling like a schoolgirl because he had cut the worst smelling fart you ever smelled.
Was he at least like, awake when he did it, or was it a sleep
fart? Yeah, he was. And he's down there giggling, and we're like, dude, you need to hit the head. Like, go let that go.
Beast out.
Flush it down.
Yeah, go somewhere, man.
That's what you tell your kids when they do that, man. Go use the bathroom now.
Yeah, you can just tell by the sound. Like, bro, come on. Because my son loves to fart because, well, he's a boy. And I like to fart, too. But so Hillo was running to the living room and just the loudest, most explosive farts, right? Finds it funny, drives his mom crazy. And Hillo, he learned it from you. I'm like, I know, but it is mildly funny. But there was one. Again, jumps in the living room. This is what he does. Blocks TV. Has his legs and arms out like he's about to do a jumping jack. I know he's going to fart. And he farts. And then the look on his face. I said, just go change your underwear, man. Because it was a big... But the look on his face was just sheer horror.
Splash down.
I was like, see, man, that's what happens. You keep doing this. Sooner or later, you're going to lose one. I'm like, it's cool. Just go change your underwear.
Well, it's like I always say. There's some of those mornings where you've had a rough night. And you're like, oh, I don't want to get up. And then you fart. You're like, oh, I got to get up right now.
I've got to do it. Yeah. Man, it's like 3 months ago or something. I wake up. Wife's not in bed. No big deal. She's usually up before me. Walk out in the living room. She's just sitting in the living room. I mean, just bags under her eyes. Looks all tired. And looks annoyed at me. You know? And I'm like,
What,
dude? You know what I mean? Like, we went to bed. It's the morning. And nothing has happened. She was like, you farted all night in your sleep. I'm like, well, did it wake you up? She's like, I didn't hear any of them.
Oh.
But she's like, it was like every 3 minutes. And then I'm trying to move the covers off and all that. And she's like, then the entire room stunk. So she's like, I just haven't gone back to sleep. I'm like, I'm sorry, babe. Like, hey, man, I didn't know. But she's like, I don't know what you ate last night. And I don't remember, to be honest with you.
How long ago was it?
Maybe 3-4 months ago.
All right. I was going to say, a couple weeks ago, maybe it was the falafel day.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That will get you. So will hummus.
It did.
Hummus is the one.
Any kind of garbanzo bean.
And it's hard not to. I'm one of those people, it's just a struggle to just have like a couple dips of hummus.
Yeah.
Like, I got some chips. We're going to eat some hummus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the next morning, just like, ugh. It did not take me until the next morning, man. You know what gets me, and I forget this every time? I like Alfredo sauce. I do. But, I mean, it's just heavy whipping cream, right? And I'll think about it with milkshakes, any kind of dairy product. Well, not cheese or anything, but for whatever, I never, ever remember that Alfredo sauce tears me up quicker and worse than anything else. So, we'll make it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, and I'm going back for seconds, you know what I mean? And I swear to God, it is 20 minutes later, I'm like, I'm going to go sit on the toilet for about the next hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's just, it is awful. I got to remember this.
Who farted, and what is the one you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, T. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys, hola.
Hola.
Hey guys, so I just wanted to come on here, and first of all, we love the show.
Oh, thank you.
But I got to let you know. So I'm a curvy Latina mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not shy about it. I know who I am. But I got this 13-year-old son who sometimes he needs to be cut down to size, and sometimes I'll go into Target and I'll fart real, just rip it, man, and I'll blame it on him. And walk away. And when I say I rip it, like, something's clapping back there. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Something's clapping.
And nobody suspects me. Nobody.
Okay.
Now, does he know? In other words, if you go into the store with him now, is he hesitant to even walk in with you now, knowing that you might drop one on him?
Oh, yeah. And he'll you know, stand 12 feet back and tell his friends too as well. I'll do it in front of his friends.
Okay.
Jesus.
I respect that, man.
Blame it on him.
Yep. Still blame it on him, yeah.
Jesus.
Damn, man.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Stop that, son.
Who farted? What is one you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
What's up, y'all? What's up? How's everyone doing?
We're doing great, man. How about you?
Good, not too bad. Just got off work.
Nice. You know?
This one's, you know, I fart in front of my wife all the time, whatever. She's used to it, not used to it. We got a can of spray in the middle of the bed just in case. But
all right.
She knew this going into the relationship that I'm a gassy guy. So her brother recently got married not too long ago, and she is from Hue, Vietnam. It's a small little town. and over there in Vietnam. And so I think it was last summer, she likes to stream back home on the Facebook Live so all of her family and friends can see what she's doing, you know, in America and whatnot. And we're out playing badminton in the backyard. And, you know, I try to be nice about it. When I got to fart, I'm just going to fart. I don't really care. You know, kids are there, wife's there, brother-in-law's there. Who cares? So I back away from where we are, and I lift my leg and just let a fat one rip. And everyone starts laughing and pointing behind me. And I look behind me, and her phone streaming live from way Vietnam is right behind me. So all of her family, her grandmothers, her dad, her mom, everyone, all her sisters, know me by the guy who farts in the camera.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right. Is that a positive or a negative?
I mean, I'm famous over in a small town in Vietnam, so okay, I mean, that's kind of cool.
Have you visited the town yet?
I'm kind of afraid to because of, you know, it's kind of like my sister-in-law said I might be like a basketball player there because I'll be that famous. Like, everybody knows the black guy from that's in Vietnam, you know, that farted in the camera.
Yeah, I mean, when you boil it down to that, yeah.
Pretty easy to spot.
Hell, man, I'd go. They might have signs waiting for you when you get there. Like, we know you. You fart, man.
Who farted? What is the one you remember the most? 206-803-RIDE.
I have a buddy that worked in China for a while.
All
right. For Boeing, right? He was painting planes over there. But they were in some very, like, just cities that, like, American tourists don't generally go to.
Yeah.
And everybody told him, like, hey, you got to get used to the fact that, like, when you're in a restaurant, like, kids will stare.
Right.
Adults, they are shocked to see you in there.
Didn't you say, Mario's at South Africa? Or
oh, my God, yeah.
Like, it's just part of the culture, so they just stare at you.
This guy was staring at me for, like, 20 minutes. I mean, and he did not... eye contact.
I mean, was there any expression on his face?
No, none. I was like, okay, is he going to kill me?
That's so
Jesus,
weird.
Man.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, hey there. First time caller. Thank you, guys. I listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you, man.
Nice.
So, yeah, my story is, as a few years ago, right before the Space Needle got renovated, I was working there as a busser, and it was switching times between days and nights. So all the people eating were gone, and I'm just there bussing tables, cleaning, and I'm by myself. I'm in there by myself. And then I was drinking pretty heavily the night before, a lot of beer, and I let one out, and as soon as I let it out, I had to clear the room. I went to the other side of the Space Needle, and from the other side, I just hear a server say, "What the F is that?" And I was embarrassed. But that was like a couple minutes after I had left.
And you don't even have the crop dust, because that thing's spinning around, right. So it'll just take care of it all on its own, right?
Pretty much, yeah. It got the whole freaking place, and thank God we didn't have service for like another hour, but I probably would have evacuated the whole place.
Jason, when I worked at Chi Chi's, right? So I worked as a dishwasher. I'm not on the wait staff, but it is late night. We are trying to close, all right? So I want to say, like, we've already officially closed, but there's this one four-top table that's just kind of straggling. They're finishing up their drinks, whatever, but they're just chit-chatty. So the waiter that's waiting on them, you know, they're getting kind of impatient. Like, I cannot get these people to leave. Like, everything. They'll keep ordering another drink, whatever. So our busboy there, they gave him $20. They said, hey, man. So, you know, the busboy's out there obviously clearing the other tables, putting up chairs. They're not taking that hint. This busboy, he may have eaten glue. He may have been in the womb for like 19 months. I don't know. He was a little off. But anyway, they handed him $20 to walk by the table and fart. And I'm like, there's no way he does it. And this man walks out, walks right by this table, and his ass is at face level and just... But he keeps walking by them like he wasn't doing it on purpose. And honestly, God, they were like, can we get our check, please? I mean, it worked like a charm, man. This dude, it was unbelievable.
Well, you got to do something, right? It's easier, like, last call, Sybil's, the bartender yells last call, then you got to leave.
Yeah.
But it always shocks me when people are in restaurants. It's like, look, I know it's only 10, but, like, if they're putting up the chairs and everything.
The chairs are going up. They're trying to tell you, please leave.
And generally, at that point, there's other places open. You can go.
That's why they sent Farty McButtox there to go out there and get rid of him.
Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30, and we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.